آسٹریلیا سمیت پوری دنیا میں کل کشمیریوں کے ساتھ یوم یکجہتی کے دن کو بھارتی کشمیر کی موجودہ صورتحال کے باعث یوم سیاہ کے طور پر منایا گیا۔ اس سلسلے میں پوری دنیا میں مظاہرے، جلسے، جلوس اور سیمینار منعقد ہوئے۔ سڈنی میں نہ صرف کشمیریوں کے ساتھ اظہار یکجہتی کے لیے ایک ریلی نکالی گئی بلکہ پاکستانی ہائی کمیشن اور کونسلیٹ جنرل سڈنی کے زیر اہتمام کشمیر کے موضوع پر ایک سیمینار بھی منعقد ہوا، جس میں سیاسی اور سماجی شخصیتوں کے علاوہ آسٹریلیا کے پارلیمانی ممبران اور سابق سینیٹرز نے بھی شرکت کی۔ پاکستانی ہائی کمشنر اور کونسلیٹ جنرل دونوں نے کشمیر کے مسئلے پر مذاکرات کو وقت کی ضرورت قرار دیا، جبکہ مقررین نے بھارتی کشمیر کی موجودہ صورتحال کو انسانی حقوق کے خلاف ورزیوں سے تعبیر کیا۔ اس سلسلے میں میں نے گرینز پارٹی کے سابق سینیٹر لی ریہنن سے بات چیت کی ہے۔ آئیے کشمیر ڈے کے حوالے سے سینیٹر لی سے کی گئی بات چیت آپ کو سنواتے ہیں۔ I have former Greens Senator Lee Rehnan with me. Ms. Lee, you are a long-time advocate against the human rights violations in Indian held Kashmir. Why you feel that it is important to raise the voice at the time when India and Australia are having quite cordial and warm relationship?
Look, I think it's always important to stand up for human rights, and it's something that in Australia, both politicians and members of the public have been proud of Australia's record in standing up for human rights. But at the moment, we have a government, the Liberal National Government, who frequently speak out about human rights abuses in China, as they should. But when it comes to India, very serious human rights abuses are occurring, and not a word from our government. And that's why I think the public voice needs to be very strong, to stand with Kashmir, and to advocate very clearly that we need an Australian government that does speak up for human rights in India, and that they should be respected.
What Australian government can do more to ease down the situation in Kashmir?
Look, I hope that there will be resolution soon, but I realise it has been going on for a very long time. We've just had Black Day Kashmir, reminding us that 73 years ago it was when India occupied, and hundreds of thousands of troops are there, nearly 1 million now troops. It's the most militarised region in the world. But this is all the more reason why countries like Australia need to speak up, as well as speaking in international forums. I think we should be looking at renegotiating trade agreements between Australia and India so that they include a human rights clause. There should be a communique that every few years is carried out with India where there can be an honest exchange about human rights in our respective countries. We do this with China. We should certainly do it with India about Kashmir.
Do you think the alliance of Pakistan with China is making it more harder to convince the Western world about the Kashmir case?
There's always been tensions around relationships in the subcontinent, but that's not a reason to back up off speaking out about human rights in any country. So I think there is a very clear need for Australia to be speaking up and bringing into this discussion that the Kashmiris have a right to determine their own future. Their self-determination needs to be respected. There's been many UN resolutions on this moved over the decades, and they really should be put in place.
And during the same time, the Amnesty International office is also shut down its Indian operation.
I think this is a further reminder why the world community has a responsibility. In time, the world community stood up against apartheid in South Africa. When I was a young girl, many governments, including our own Conservative government under Menzies and then Prime Minister Holt, you know, we went along with racist South Africa. But in time, the world community took a stand, even Conservative politicians, and says, this cannot go on. And it's a reminder why we need the same thing with people speaking up about what is going on in India. And I think that needs to include calling on the Indian government to withdraw the really very draconian emergency laws, such as the Armed Forces Special Powers Act and the Public Safety Act, that provide impunity to security forces operating in Kashmir. So shocking crimes are committed, And we've seen the Australian Armed Forces do some shocking things in Afghanistan. But at least that is reported on, and we have a process to deal with it. If that happened with Indian troops doing something shocking, as does happen in Kashmir, they get away with it. They have impunity. That's deeply wrong, and the Australian government should speak up about it. Australia can do a lot more. And the fact that we have some politicians who will speak out and condemn China for the Uyghurs, for human rights abuses in Hong Kong, but are silent on India, I think actually undermines our standing on human rights issues. Because you then see that these conservative politicians, particularly in the Liberal and National Party, are really using this issue for political gain, to, you know, because there's all these attacks going on China. If they won't speak up about Kashmir and the other discrimination and oppression issues going on in India, and another one that, you know, where there should really be the humanity to speak up, is that thousands of Kashmiri children are detained without trial in Indian jails, often located far from Kashmir. Now, that's shocking. Many of us have children. We have grandchildren. We know how important it is to raise children in a secure, happy, healthy environment. That's not happening for so many Kashmir children who barely have a childhood. Surely that's another reason why Australian politicians should speak out.
Last but not least, there are some politicians, there's some narrative coming from them that there's no displacement, there's no mass migration, there are no Kashmiri refugees. They are living in their own country. They don't see this issue is too big as compared to any other international crisis.
Look, I think this is where there's a lot of misinformation being peddled about the situation. I have been to refugee camps in Kashmir and heard terribly sad stories. Families that are still split after decades and decades. And they sometimes go to the rivers, and as you know, they are roaring rivers in Kashmir, and they shout across to each other. So at least they said to me, at least we can see our relatives. And this is a reminder that there is still great wrongs that have occurred since India went in with thousands of troops that are now up to about 900,000 occupying this region. And countries like Australia, where we have a fairly good life, there certainly is hardship for many people, but many of us live a good life. We have our human rights respected. Australia has a responsibility to speak out. And Prime Minister Morrison, I think he's undermining his own credibility. If he cares about the human rights of the Uyghurs, why doesn't he care about the human rights of the Kashmiris and all people in India?
कल पूरी दुनिया में कश्मीरियों के साथ जगजहती का दिन मनाया गया और इस बार इसे भारतीय कश्मीर में किए जाने वाले भारतीय हुकूमत के हालिया इकदाम के बायस इसे यौम सियाह के तौर पर मनाया गया। इस सिलसिले में पाकिस्तान और कश्मीर समेत पूरी दुनिया में जलसे, जुलूस, तकारीर और मुजाहरे हुए। सिडनी में भी एक रैली निकाली गई और पाकिस्तानी हाई कमीशन और पाकिस्तान कौंसुलेट जनरल सिडनी के जेर एहतमाम होने वाले सेमिनार में सियासी समाजी शख्सियात के अलावा ऑस्ट्रेलियन पार्लियामेंट के मेंबरान, साबिक सेनेटर्स और जिनमें साबका ग्रीन सेनेटर ली रिहनॉन, साबिक इमिग्रेशन मिनिस्टर फिलिप रडक भी शामिल थे।